Good afternoon. My presentation is on analysis and the present and the prediction of the planting condition and the progress for six major crops in the United States. Crop planting delay is a very important agronomic component that impacts subsequent crop management in terms of the water, nitrogen, weed, and pest management. It also impacts crop yield and quality. Planting too early could expose the plant too early to potential cold spells. Also could increase seedling disease due to poor plant vigor at the lower temperature. But planting too little could also expose the plant to hot temperature during the summer, with adverse effect on pollination and grain thinning. And also could expose plants to higher pest populations due to early season pest buildup. So some of the major factors that could affect planting data including soil temperature, soil moisture and texture, or also weather patterns in terms of dry weather season, historical planting practices for the producers, and also varietal differences in terms of the cold tolerance and also maturity. So knowledge of planting has a very important impact in terms of crop production to develop plans for most effective crop management to minimize, to maximize crop yield and quality and also minimize, production costs. Knowledge of planting data also could facilitate large scale regional simulation analysis for in terms of the yield prediction analysis, carbon and greenhouse gas emission and also, climate adaptation to climate changes. So the objective of our study was based to identify the major factors that determine, planting initiation and progress for six major crops in the U.S. Evaluate the site-specific model for crop planting initiation and the progress for use for crop production planning and also for large-scale crop simulation and analysis. So these are some of the data sources we have. So the main planting information was from the USDA Risk Management Agency, including six crops, corn, cotton, rice, sorghum, soybean, and the winter wheat. The first five crops is for the summer crop, with the winter wheat as a winter crop. So we selected 16 states which represent major crop production regions in the U.S. The county level linear planting fields data from 2005-2014 was mainly obtained from the risk management agency. Field distribution within the county was based on the NAS cropland data layer, which has been integrated in our cropland data system. And also the site of the web data was also based on our climatic data, which is this is a website to the data. The factors considered for the planting initiation including the lowest daily minimum temperature at 10 centimeters for the summer crops, and then the highest maximum daily temperature at 10 centimeters for winter crops. The soil temperature and moisture, soil moisture and the texture and also rainfall was included in the soil wetness condition with a factor of the precipitation amount and timing, and also the soil texture in terms of the soil hydrostatic conductivity. So for most producers, they will look at the crop condition experience temperature in the past 3 to 7 days for the production guidelines. So we, in our analysis, we look at the conditions preceding the initial planting from 1 to 25 days for our analysis. So for the planting initiation for a specific duration prior to the planting, the minimum temperature for the planting was based on the function of the longitude and elevation. So the soil wetness was basically a cumulative wetness over the past several days, depends on the duration you look at. And the planting is triggered based on whenever the soil temperature is greater than your threshold, and whenever the soil is dry enough, based on the soil wetness is below a certain threshold. That was for the summer crop. For the winter crop, basically, the planting is triggered whenever the the maximum temperature, soil temperature was less than the threshold, and then soil condition was the condition, the threshold is the same. So the planting progress was based on using a very simple second model called model at the individual county level. The major variable was based on the number of days that came to be planted. The main factor was the soil wetness. When the soil is too wet, you have to skip, you can't plant it. So the main parameter of the one analysis was this B, the rate of planting in terms of the logistic equations. So for the state level planting progress, we basically integrated the county level integrates progress over for a specific state. The analysis was done basically on a state basis. So here, this is the planting initiation for in terms of day of year for corn, for Senate states in the U.S. The darker the color, the later the planting. Basically, for the corn, because corn is a summer crop, the planting occurs from March, usually from maybe from March to June. So basically, the farther north it goes, later the planting. This is a reason because it basically follows the you know spring and early summer warming patterns of the weather. So, but in terms of look at the minimum soil temperatures. So if you notice for the corn, the farther north you go, the lower the temperature. This means the soil minimum temperature for planting is not fixed. You know, some crop models, you know, some kind of automated program to initiate planting when temperature reaches a certain threshold. So this means that if you use that one, you might have a problem with the projection in your analysis. This is for the winter wheat. This action is in terms of the day of year planting. This planting, winter wheat planting is a 4. So actually the pattern is reverse. It's basically the farther north you go, basically the earlier the planting. The main reason because, you know, the fall comes much quicker in the north, so you need to plant earlier to take advantage of the thermal unit. So plant can reach a certain stage before the winter sets in. But this is the minimum temperature for winter wheat in terms of the geographical location. In general, the pattern is basically the farther north you go, the lower the temperature. Maybe because in the summer, the north temperature is generally lower. But the considered pattern is just the reverse for Texas. The main reason for Texas is because Texas, this panhandle has a very high elevation. This means that the temperature drops much quicker during the fall set in. This means you have to plant earlier to take advantage of the thermal unit. So this actually a figure shows the relationship between, you know, mean soil temperature at the planting versus the duration you look backwards. How far backward you look at? You know, we will look at from 0 to 25 days. These are for the rice, you know, corn, cotton, rice, sorghum, and the soybean. These are for the 5 summer crops. You can see basically with the longer the duration you look backwards, you know, from the first initial planting, it's basically the temperature for the planting is getting lower. This means because you are going back to the early spring, the temperature is lower, so it's understandable. But for the winter wheat, it's just the opposite. Basically, the farther backward you go, the higher the planting temperature. The main because, you know, winter wheat is planted in the fall, the farther back you go, you are going to the summer hot seasons. So your maximum temperature is going to be higher. So it's a reasonable. Again, you can see there are multiple solutions because you can look at, you know, soil planting condition, that, you know, 5 day or 1 week or 10 days duration prior to the initial planting. So there are multiple solutions in the system, but for most of the crop production guidelines, you can look at 3 to 5 days prior to the planting. So this figure actually shows on the first column of figure here shows the relationship between the latitude and the temperature. You can see that in general, this is for different crops, the rice, you know, for all the 6 major crops. In general, basically the higher the latitude, the lower the temperature, the lower the planting temperature. For the winter wheat here in Texas is just kind of, this part is reversed, mainly because of the Texas high plains. And then the second figure actually shows the elevation in terms of the temperature. So the higher the elevation in general, the lower the temperature. But you can see there is a lot of noise in the data. And then the third column of data basically shows the observed planting temperature versus the predicted planting temperature. You can see for each of the 6 crops, you can see in general, after a lower planting temperature, you know, the model over-predicted the temperature. But at a higher temperature, the model under-predicted it. These are the rightmost column shows the action is observed, the relation between observed planting date versus the predicted planting date. The y-axis is predicted, the x-axis is observed planting date. So you can see that generally, the projection is around this 1-to-1 line. This means the projection is pretty good. But you can see here there's a lot of scatter, a lot of noise in the model, in the analysis. This figure actually shows the relationship, you know, in terms of the planting progress. So by integration through, you know, the counting level, you know, planting progress. So here is the first column was basically shows for corn for Texas from 2005 through 2009. These are based on the calibration data set from 2005 to 2009. So the small solid circle represents, I'm not sure you can see it, represents the predicted, and then the larger empty circle represents the observed. But in general, you can see for the contribution Taylor said, you know, to observe the predicted planting progress is pretty good. This is for the calibration data set for the coin. You can see some kind of separation for some of the years. And then for cotton, this column is for cotton. So this is from 2005 to 2009 for calibration. This one from 2010 to 2014 for validation. You can see for the calibration data set is pretty good for cotton. Basically, it's pretty much mimicked to observe the planting. Planting progress, but for the validation data set, there are several years, you know, we are kind of, you can see a separation between the observed and predicted planting progress. That one was for the Texas. So this is sure another example for South Dakota for soybean. Again, on the first column here, it's basically from 2005 to 2009 for calibration data set. You know, there is nearby separation for 2005. But for the calibration data set from 2010 to 2014, you can see there is a lot of separation between the observed and the predicted. This means the projection in terms of the planting progress for the soybean is not that good. The third column here is it's for the winter wheat. You can see basically the projection for the calibration data set pretty much observed, much is observed. This one is again for the kind of validation data set, from 2010 to 2014. So there's not much separation between the observed and the predicted. So the planting progress projection is very, very good. So in summary, basically a site-specific model for planting initiation and progress was developed and evaluated. Major factors to consider including, low steady mean soil temperature for summer crops, high steady max temperature for winter crops. Other factors include basically latitude, elevation, longitude, and also soil wetness, including soil moisture, soil texture, and also including the amount and the timing of precipitation prior to planting. Our analysis was based on the individual database. So when you try to combine all the data for all the seeds together, the projection was much worse. But this means that there are still no work that need to be done to improve the models. Some of the factors we have not considered is like this varietal difference between the south and north. And maybe there need some other methodologies in the one we presented here. In order to develop kind of a global planting data model, we can use basically the potential use of the model will be basically for crop production planning and also for large scale regional simulation analysis. And like a lot of the ACMIF work has been doing right now. That's all I have. Thank you very much for your attention.